We do not typically observe the birthdays of our colleagues on All Things Considered, but there are birthdays and then there are birthdays. When someone works at his trade every week at age 75 or 80, we say, that's admirable. When he does it at the age of 90, we say, that's our senior news analyst, Daniel Shore. Dan Shore was born in New York City on August 31st, 1916.
I was a son of immigrants who had come from Belarus somewhere about 1913 and 1914. My father died when I was 5 years old. Also, I was a very fat kid, and I have no doubt that the insecurity that I felt then had a very important effect on my journalistic career later, because I used to be so intent on getting the story I had to have the story in the paper when I was working for a paper. I had to have it for television when I was working for television. I was aware that a lot of people thought I was a little impolite in the way I constantly strove to get the scoop, the story. Even if I was fat, they couldn't ignore me because I had a big story.
Today, Dan turns 90. Over the past few weeks, we've sat down together and recorded interviews about his career in post-war Holland, in Khrushchev's Moscow, in divided Germany, and in Richard Nixon's Washington. I've heard Dan Shore's stories many times, and I confess my favorites are the oldest ones. Here is the story of Daniel Shore's first scoop. He was 12.
We lived in the Bronx, a ground floor apartment. I heard a big plop outside the window, put my head out the window, and there was a man lying dead on the ground. And I stood there, waited for the police to come, tried to find out from them what they were finding out. And then eventually I called our local newspaper, the Bronx Home News, which offered $5 for original news stories. I dictated an original news story about a suicide and earned my first $5 in journalism. I often think back to that and say, why did I stand there taking notes on what he wore and waiting for the cops? It was the first time I'd ever seen a dead person in my life. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I react more emotionally to that? It was the essential journalist who manages to absent himself from the situation and simply report it without feeling it.
And then there's the story of how Dan Shore became a news reporter instead of a music critic. He loves music, and in the 1930s, at the City College of New York, he had written about the composer Ernst Bloch. His article drew the attention of Olin Downs, renowned music critic of the New York Times, who invited the young music writer to come brief him. Dan went to the Times building to meet the great critic.
And in the subway on the way down there, I was reading the Times, and there was a review by the famous Olin Downs of a concert the previous night. The New York Philharmonic had played. The soloist was Joseph Tsigeti. And I read the review, and they said at one point, Tsigeti's tone was as usual impeccable, but the profile of the tone left something to be desired. And I said, what the hell does that mean? I mean, this guy has a level of music that I'll never reach out, even though it's... And so I got there, we talked about Ernst Bloch, and when it finished, Mr. Downs, sir, could I ask you a question? Sure, my boy, anything. In this review here, where you talk about Tsigeti, and you say here that you liked his tone, but you didn't like the profile of the tone, what does that mean? He put his hand on my shoulder and said, boy, don't let that kind of thing worry you. That's bullshit that you write when you're on deadline. I decided that music criticism was not a respectable thing.
And for more than 20 years, Dan has been writing for us, analyzing world events, drawing on a wealth of experience, asking good questions, and leaving out that ingredient that you write when you're on deadline. On this, his 90th, we'd like to wish a happy birthday to our colleague, Daniel Shore.
You can hear more of the interview with Daniel Shore and see examples of his reporting from his time in television at npr.org.